You'll have to forgive me. I'm not used to being up here. This is really weird. I'm pretty sure I said that the last time I was up here, too. Just give me one moment. Hope everyone had a good rest of your day. Okay. So, can anyone agree that we live in a really weird world right now? A little odd. There are some like things that I hear sometimes people say that are kind of confusing. Like, it was actually mentioned a couple weeks ago when Reverend Wendy was up here, like, follow your heart. Do they even know what that means? Hey, let's follow our emotions. That's not going to cause trouble. Have you ever seen anyone angry and mad? That didn't get them very far. But the thing is, like, we need to be careful what we follow and what we let make decisions for us. Because at the end of the day, the only one who should be sitting on any throne where decisions are made from is God. We can't let anything else on that throne. And I've gotten a little ahead of myself, but that's okay. All right, so I'm going to start off with a little bit of a story that is an embarrassment to me, but that's okay. You know, embarrassing ourselves sometimes is part of it. I was in about grade 5, and when I was in elementary school, things didn't necessarily always go so smoothly. Some days I was fine, and then there were days when I would end up the butt end of someone's joke or teased or made fun of. And when you're a young person just trying to figure things out and sensitive, because back then I was very, very, very sensitive, and then you add on what kids usually go through, and it's kind of like, But when kids would make fun of me, I wouldn't necessarily take it the right way. I would get mad. Sometimes I'd be fine, but for the most part, I'd be like, okay, how about we don't go down that road? I'd spoken up. I had made comments. I had talked to teachers, and nothing resulted in it. And so one day, after gym class, we're in the change room, right? And we are talking, and the teasing starts up. And I'm going, ugh. Mind you, as well, as a child, I had a bit of a anger thing. And so I'm standing there, a child that normally does not retaliate. And I'm deciding I'm going to retaliate for once. And I'm thinking about this one girl in our class who has anger problems. Why would you do that? And she still has friends, but what would she do? And then I come up with a course of action. I grab my shirt and I whip this girl with it. That's not a smart course of action. Just letting y'all know, don't whip people with your shirt. It's not a good idea. Anyway, we finish class, and we go into the classroom, because, you know, gym class, switching over classes, and we're watching a movie. I get pulled out and get told I have detention. Well, again, as a child who has spoken up and said to people, hey, these people are doing stuff, it's not okay, not being listened to, and then turning around, retaliating, and then I get in trouble, and I'm going, what in the world is going on here? But when I was younger, I didn't realize that older me was going to see this as a lesson God was starting to teach me as a young child. Did I learn? No. I was a long process, and still in many ways I'm going through that process today where God is starting to bring my emotions in check. But at that moment, God was teaching me, don't speak or act from your emotions, especially when your emotions, or even when your emotions are over God and not under God. Because God is the Lord of your emotions are not the Lord of God. And if they try to take that stance, ooh, we got some problems, people. But when God was trying to help me understand choices and the fact that we need to be careful what we make choices from, he gave me like this vision, and it was this throne. And it was this golden throne. It was really pretty. And kind of at the top was this label. And the label was choices. And God was using this as an analogy to emphasize to me that each one of us has this throne in our lives. And we need to be careful who we let on that throne. Because whoever's on that throne, we're going to make choices from it. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, cool. That helps me understand it a little bit. So there are a lot of different inhabitants, too, that can sit on that throne. So let's take money. It's okay to make money, but some people make money their lord, if that makes sense. They make choices always for money. Some people like self-glorification. Look at me! Hello? Hello? It's all about me? know it's not. But some people make choices based off of what's going to get them noticed, based off of their pride. We know one example, Lucifer, pride before the fall. Lucifer wanted to take over God's throne. God kicked him out. But Lucifer let pride get in the way, right? But the thing that God seemed to really narrow in on, that we're going to kind of, hopefully this flowy will flow well, but is emotions. It's not wrong to feel. The problem is when we base everything around our emotions. When, again, the emotions are lording over God in our lives, and God's not the Lord of our emotions. We got to bring those emotions down. And the thing is, emotions, like, they affect a lot of our lives, right? And so there's two different specific ways that they affect. And so I'm just going to kind of go over those a little bit. All right, so one, speech. And the thing is, without emotions, the tongue's already in trouble in and of itself, right? There's a verse in James that talks about how the tongue is an unruly evil. And it's really important for us to, like, you know, not let our tongue kind of have control. No man can tame the tongue, right? It's unruly evil. And the thing is, any unruly tongue, like this, the speech from an unruly tongue, it's always from the flesh. And sometimes a huge part of that evil can literally just be speaking from our emotions when our emotions are kind of going a little crazy. And then that kind of brings me to a bit of a question. How many of us have allowed anger to dictate what we say? How many of us have been led by God to bless someone we don't like? Which, if we don't like them, God's got to do work in our hearts. But how many times has God called us to go talk to someone and bless them when we don't like them? And instead of blessing them, we speak death over them. There are a lot of ways that our tongue can get us into trouble. And the thing is, when the flesh is in control of our tongue, when we speak from our flesh, we're not going to birth spiritual birth. We're going to spiritual life. We're going to birth havoc. We're going to birth chaos and destruction. Yes, all right. So the one example that God kind of really pinpointed was Joseph's brothers. I'm going to assume we all know the story of Joseph. If not, I'll just give a brief, like, couple sentence rundown, at least from the part that I'll be talking about. So Joseph was... I believe he was the son of Jacob, and he had all these brothers, and his father loved him more. His brothers didn't like that, and so when his father gives him a coat, his brothers are like, oh, look at that loser. Who does he think he is? And so this jealousy and hatred starts to spurn in the brothers, and then they get so angry at him that they are initially going to kill him, throw him in a pit, and then sell him to slavers. And I'm pretty sure for the most part that's where I'm staying, because at this point my brain's going, ah! All right. So now I'm going to read, we're going to start with the verses, but I'm going to read Genesis 37, verse 4. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all of his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. So the thing that stood out to me was the last part of that verse. They hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. The emotions and the hatred and the emotions that come from the flesh can bring us to a point where we can't even be peaceful with people, because hatred does not birth peace, correct? And so, and the thing is too, it's like, it's to him. So to other people, yes, but even if they're just talking to him, like, oh no. All right, so then we're going to go to Genesis 37 verses 10 to 11. All right, cool. All right, so he told it to his father and his brothers. Joseph's just had a dream. I'm realizing that this is not quite context. Joseph's just had a dream, and he's told his fathers and his brothers about it. Long story short, they're bowing down to him. They didn't like that. All right, where is it? And his father rebuked him and said, "What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come down, bow down to earth before you?" His brothers envied him, and his father kept that matter in mind. So again, other versions have other ways, but another version I think says we're jealous of him. So again, we have emotion that is ruling over his brothers. They are envious of him. They hate him. They can't stand him. But the thing is, destructive emotions, when given the chance, can become ringleader of negative and destructive speech, as was just mentioned. And the thing is, our speech is meant to embody Christ, just like our actions are meant to. But it's really easy to fall into that trap where we use our mouths for things that are not of Christ. With Christ, however, the tongue can be powerful and be used for a lot of good. So they're hating him, envious of him. They can't speak peacefully to him. But a Christ tongue has, one of the verses I looked up mentioned helpful speech that builds people up. Words from God that bless others and can be a tool used by God to bring forth his power. But at the end of the day, again, it's God. Like, God's the only one in and of himself who can do literally anything. A lot of the time when we're speaking from our emotions, it's actually a reflection of our heart.